From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting.
In this warehouse is concrete evidence of illegal Iranian weapons proliferation gathered from direct military attacks on our partners in the region.
That's U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley, who says there's undeniable evidence that Iran is illegally supplying weapons to rebels in Yemen as part of a pattern of bad behavior in the region.
What we're also seeing is activity in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and we'll be able to show all of those, and there is more coming. This is not it. There is a lot more of uncomfortable evidence that the international community will look at and realize how dangerous this is.
Haley made her presentation standing in front of a large piece of debris she said were from a short-range missile recently fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen into Saudi Arabia that struck a civilian airport. She said the U.S. would invite Congress and members of the U.N. Security Council to inspect the debris. She said the missile debris is on loan from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The United States is suspending aid for much of Somalia's armed forces over corruption concerns. The suspension reflects the Somali military's repeated inability to account for aid items such as food, fuel, and weapons. A State Department official said the pause is in aid being made to ensure that U.S. assistance is being used effectively and for its intended purposes. Top U.S. and Mexican officials met at the State Department in Washington Thursday and agreed to increase their efforts to disrupt the deadly business of transnational criminal organizations. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan said the illegal drugs TCOs peddle are taking an enormous toll on both sides of the U.S.-Mexican border. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.